20 beers today. That's how many I had when I tried to plug the television into that dog.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. If I deal with my own issues first, others will be much more willing to listen to my opinion. Jesus once said, "Why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own?" How can you think of saying to your friend, "Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye," when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, and then you'll see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. So what if I spent some time this week doing some self-evaluation? And what if I tackled any bad habits I discover head on? Well, I might get some resolution on issues I've wanted to deal with for a long time, and I might earn the right to share my opinions with others because they'll see me getting the log out of my own eye first. And that'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Well, I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. You got something big coming up, Dot.
Customer Appreciation Day. It'll be the 21st of July.
What can we expect from Customer Appreciation Day?
There'll be some great sales going on, as well as the gift certificates and some light refreshments.
You know, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall is the type of place you can take a day and just explore all the treasures.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, we've got an elevator. We have a handicapped restroom. We've got everything for you, and it's air conditioned.
All right. Give us the information again on Customer Appreciation Day.
9 until 6 on Saturday, July the 21st, there'll be drawings for gift certificates and light refreshments and great sales going on.
What about your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry and the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fred Mark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fred Mark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We're going to be watching the radar carefully. Things could get rather active, especially in the overnight hours. In fact, by late tonight and the wee hours of the morning, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Our weather app will let you know if there's any warnings for your area. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, with the heat and humidity still around, we could see a redevelopment of some stronger storms again. Stay weather aware, high 94. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation. Widely scattered storms, about a 30% chance. Hey, make sure you download our free weather app today for your phone or tablet. It will give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts for wherever wherever you are. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's July 20th, the greatest day ever. On the 20th of July, 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong became the first human being to walk on the moon. Maybe someday humans will finally walk on the sun.
That's one small step for man.
Maybe they should go at night. Have a great July 20th, the greatest day ever.
Fly me to the moon, space station among the stars. Elon Musk can help us out with SpaceX and Tesla cars. In other words, blast me off. In other words, I'll join NASA. I'm like Neil Armstrong, stepping out the spaceship door. Live in a lunar base forevermore. We're going back really soon. We're gonna live on the moon.
Calling on stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It's Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, Friday, All Requests Edition. I think we should go back to the moon. And I've got just the propulsion system.
Bang, zoom.
That worked for all this cram going to work for us. We'll introduce the cast in a sec.
And here they are.
Of course, the young and talented
Joey.
He's here too, and so is Rosie.
Please. Woo-hoo. Smile.
It's Rosie spelled O-S-I-E. Glad you can make it. We have not... he's so busy. In fact, we got a memo this week since he consults our company as well. Remember, even though he's our friend.
All right.
He's on the dime.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
So, he may be able to drop by and join us at some point.
Oh, today. I hope so.
We talked about this morning. Rich Thomas brought it up in the timeline because we both lived to have the experience. But every July 20th, I kind of feel, you know, for people like young
Joey.
Yeah.
And others who did not get to experience over, what, almost a 9 year period, 8 to 9 year period, the excitement of getting to the moon. The fact that our teachers let us bring our little transistor radios to school when we were launching and Glenn was orbiting the Earth and everybody was, you know, did he make it? And how many orbits has he done? And
right.
And getting 2 men in space and 3, the setback of the tragic Apollo fire in January of 68 that kind of put the whole thing in doubt for a minute. And what it was like that night, I remember exactly where I was, 3849 West 70th Place at Goya's house. And I had walked over, I think, in Central Time it landed. Armstrong stepped on the moon around 942 our time, I think. And how amazing it was to watch that, wondering, what's he going to say? What's he going to say when he becomes the first person to step on the surface of the moon? And did not disappoint. In fact, we have Walter Cronkite with the, hang on a sec, the moon moment here. And even Cronkite, we saw him choke up twice. Once was when he announced JFK's death. And this was the second time, and you can hear it in his voice.
The Eagle has landed.
What?
We're going to be busy for a minute.
Armstrong is on the moon. Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon. On this July 20th, 1969.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
What a wonderfully inclusive for opening statement on the moon, though.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Because it didn't say, what a great moment for the USA or NASA or us. It was mankind.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody will ever give them credit for that. And it's astonishing when you think that was 31 plus 18, 49 years ago. 49 years prior to Armstrong being on the moon was 1920, and we were flying biplanes. We had just gotten out of World War One, and we were, you know, our
right.
Airborne program was pretty much airmail pilots and a few daredevils who did, you know, traveling flying shows. Like, great moments. My he wasn't my blood grandfather, but he was my grandpa. He was married to my dad's mother, and he was a farmer, and he was he had a really interesting life. I mean, he was a railroad hobo for a while when he was really young. He did enlist in World War One. Did a lot of different jobs, but spent a lot of time as a farmer. In 1992, when I was working on WLS, and we're going to connect WLS to something coming up here in just a moment, I was living up there, and one day he said, let's go for a ride. And he took me out southwest of the city. It used to be, you know, like in New York, when they say you're crazy, you got to go to Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
In Illinois or Chicago, if they think you're crazy, they say, you need to go to Dixon. So let's go to Dixon. I'm going to show you something out there. So it's way the hell out southwest of Chicago. And we're driving down a garden variety two-lane road. I think there was like a little general store on one corner. He says, pull over here. So we got out of the car, and he says, and it was a cornfield. He said, I was standing right there when I saw my first aeroplane.
Mm-hmm.
What was the year he said that was? I'm guessing it was 1911, I think he said it was. He was a kid. And what that must have been like, you know, to see something flying, because it was, you know, many people at that point in time did, you know, were skeptical that that could even be done. World War One ends, 20 or 49 years later, we're landing on the moon. And what are we doing now? The shuttle program is over. We're doing, I'd just like to see us go back and beyond. NASA's biggest failure hasn't been the tragedies of Challenger and things like that. In fact, Ashley Bankston, when we were at Baumhauer's the other night, was telling us that she saw the Challenger explosion.
Mm.
She was living very close to the Cape at that time, and her class had gone out to watch the launch, as they did almost all the time. And I saw one launch from fairly close, and it's an amazing, breathtaking experience. These kids are watching this, and they know something has gone horribly wrong. In fact, I think they sent counselors into the school. She kind of dismissed that as a, sort of an unnecessary thing, but those kids watched eight people die in a massive explosion. And that was big enough for me to see from Pompano Beach, 120 miles, you know, to the south. But it was a very, very cold morning, and the air was as clear as it can be in Florida. So from my balcony with my binoculars, you could see that odd little smoke with the two big trails splitting off in different directions on the big column. And you look at that and you say, wow, it was just unreal, surreal experience. So there we go. I've been all over the place, and it's only 3:16. What's the city that I Dream of Jeannie was in? Cocoa Beach. Mm-hmm. We've been to Cocoa Beach. We've been to Pompano Beach. And we've been to Dixon.
Illinois.
And we're only 15
minutes. Man, you get around.
I'm chilling, yeah.
I do. And I brought up 1992 because when I did that little drive with Grandpa to see where he had seen his first aeroplane, and he showed me a whole bunch of other things out that way, too.
Sure.
Yeah. And told me things I had never heard him tell. He passed away later that year. Rugged guy.
Yeah.
Rugged guy. Not a complainer, just a... He drove when Janelle was born in the year previous, in 1991. He drove from Chicago to Fort Lauderdale to see her.
Oh.
He split it up over 2 days, but he made... That's a 1,200-mile trip. I remember him calling me on my cell phone saying, I'm at a mobile gas station. I knew exactly where it was, and I said, stay there. And then follow me back to the house. Wonderful time. Still have vivid memories of him. We Janelle was just tight then, so we took her to the little kiddie park that she liked to go to. And I thought that was really amazing. This guy drove 1,200 miles, and here we are. I just never thought I would get to see him do that. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and now that memory is also a part of history.
And... my dad, when Grandpa passed away, he had a stroke. And he survived 8 days, but he was never conscious again. My dad said, look, son, you have been here for Grandpa your entire adult life. And if it's too much for you to come to this, don't worry about it. You were here when it mattered. I said, no, I want to be there for you and him. And I actually did the eulogy at his service.
Wow.
And when you live that long, and they did live in kind of not an itinerant life, but they moved frequently. So they didn't have a lot of friends and neighbors, but he made friends wherever he went. And before the service started, these ladies walked into the funeral parlor and said, we had heard that he had passed away, and they worked in some office or something near where he used to go get his mail. And he'd stop and chit-chat with them. And I thought that was so cool that I kind of began with them, because that's the kind of guy he was. Good storyteller, really good storyteller. Edwin did some pretty cool stuff. Anyway, I'm way off, after this first break, we're going to go back to 1992 again to bring you up to speed to something that happened this morning. But first, let's talk to Big Mike the Trucker.
Howdy, y'all.
Hi.
Hi.
How's everybody doing this afternoon?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah.
That's good. Hey, y'all got to talking about the space shuttle and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Brought back a very good memory when I lived in Florida. My father was stationed down in the military, Patrick Air Force Base. And I got to witness history. I got to witness right across the river in Titusville the very first space shuttle launch.
Wow.
Mm. Space Shuttle Columbia.
That was a huge, huge deal, because that was another major venture and change of direction. And people followed that one from takeoff to landing.
Oh, yeah, that was that. You want to talk about it. You know, we lived right there. I know you mentioned Cocoa Beach. We lived in Satellite Beach, and I went to school in Cocoa Beach. And I can remember vividly. We went up to Titusville, watch that big old thing go off. Oh, mercy. That you want to talk about witnessing history, that was it right there.
I watched it from about 30 miles away, and you could feel the launch through your feet.
And exactly. The sound... Yes, sir, you sure could.
And as it lifted off, and it seemed to be going slowly as as it sort of twist to, you know, get its launch angle, its telemetry.
Yes, sir.
Duh.
Oh, it was great.
That's stupid. Yeah, finished college, you know, really. But you could read NASA on the shuttle wings from that distance.
You sure could. And when they brought it back, they used to let us out of class. And we'd watch that space shuttle on the back of one of them big old jets come right over the top of our school, headed back to the Air Force Base.
That was cool how they used to piggyback that on a 747.
Yeah, that's right. It was awesome. It really was. It just brought back some history. But anyway, I've tied up enough of your time. Y'all do an excellent job. Love listening to y'all, and we'll be staying tuned the rest of the day.
We appreciate the call.
Have a great weekend.
321, we're not going to take any calls or requests for a bit because when we come back from this break, we're going to be replaying our interview with Alan Dershowitz from this morning. And I'll set that up when we come back. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, what a phenomenal company and what phenomenal things they've achieved to re-empower people who've caught the toughest of breaks. The thing, you know, you see a bad wreck and you wonder, you know, you hope that somebody made it through, and then you wonder, but, you know, with what kind of damage? And these things can happen in an instant. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them because you're facing a situation of limited mobility. But if you need them, there's no better company, award-winning for helping thousands around the southeast United States, but based in Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. One of the programs they offer are called VIM vehicles. These are vehicles that they equip with voice command technologies. And what it's allowed some to do is to be able to, instead of having to call and say, can you take me here, take me there, they can now take control of their own schedule. And that's a big deal when a doctor has told you you'll never be able to drive again. It's game-changing stuff, making homes user-friendly and safely accessible. The mission of Gulf States Mobility, their number is 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. They do great work.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
She's been my support for 53 years, my better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
324 is the time on Happy Hour. A couple of weeks ago, I got a note that Alan Dershowitz was doing a radio phone-in book tour for his bestseller, The Case Against Impeaching Trump. What's interesting about this man is that he is, as Joey has defined it, you know, a classic liberal in that he's about civil rights and the Constitution. And just because you hate somebody doesn't mean they don't require defense. And you'll hear this in a moment, but when he joined us this morning, I reminded him of when I was a smart aleck on WLS 20-some years ago. He was representing Mike Tyson. And I said, before we started talking, I said, I got to tell you, I despise your client, in all the honesty. And he said, well, most people do. I'm not really sure myself, but he is an American citizen. He's entitled to due process. He handled it so deftly and with such charm and grace, completely defused me. And we went on to talk for about 20 minutes. I got to tell you, it may have been the most educational 20 minutes I ever had with a guest in my life. So when a chance to talk to him again came along, I cashed in a couple of chips to get him on our show this morning at 8:50. So we're going to replay that interview, beginning with a recollection of that day back on the big 89. Mr. Dershowitz.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. First of all, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. you probably don't remember, but this is our second conversation back in 1992 when I was on WLS in Chicago. You were my guest, and at that time you were representing Mike Tyson, and my first words to you, I guess trying to be a hotshot talk host, were, Mr. Dershowitz, I've got to be honest, I really despise your client. And your answer to that statement has stayed with me for 25 years. You said, many people despise him, but he's still a citizen and he still has rights, and somebody has to, you know, look out for those.
I would say the same thing about Donald Trump. I mean, many people despise him. Many people wish he committed an impeachable offense, but, you know, I've written a book showing that until and unless he commits an impeachable offense, what you think about him should not be a basis for trying to lock him up.
Well, that's just it. We've got Maxine Waters running around saying impeach him, and I'm saying for what? You don't like his haircut, the tie he wears? In your opinion, has he done anything that is even borders on impeachable?
No, I don't think it's even close to impeachment. Impeachment requires treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, and we shouldn't be distorting the Constitution to achieve a short-term result that people would like to achieve. Look, the reason he was elected is we had very low turnout in the 2016 election, lowest turnout in recent years. And people, if they don't like him, ought to make sure that they vote. That's the way you do it in a democracy. You don't start distorting the Constitution and making up situations that the Constitution didn't justify. So that's what I'm opposed to. If Hillary Clinton had been elected president and they were yelling, lock her up, I would have written the same book. In fact, my publisher came up with a cover, an alternate cover of the case against impeaching Hillary Clinton, to make the point that this is not a pro-Trump book, it's a pro-Constitution book.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Based on your vast experience and your travels and so forth, rate America's constitutional ignorance on a scale from 1 to 10, and then let's talk about why it is so massive.
Okay. Now, what's the number below 1, 0, and minus 2? You know, people think the Constitution is what they want it to be. And so they're willing to simply assume the Constitution gives them what they want. If you support a woman's abortion, well, it's in the Constitution. No, it's not. If you choose the right of a fetus to life, it's in the Constitution. No, it's not. If you want to impeach the president for being a bad president, if you think he is a bad president, no, it's not in the Constitution. And so people have this imaginary Constitution which gives them everything they want. The framers had a hard time coming up with the Constitution. You know, they rejected the British approach, but they can impeach a president for maladministration, being a bad president. They didn't want that. They didn't want a president to be held hostage to Congress. So they made it very, very hard to impeach two-thirds of the Senate. Where are you going to get two-thirds of the Senate to remove somebody upon conviction of the crimes of treason, bribery, other high crimes and misdemeanors? So I don't think impeachment is really on the table unless the president does something so horrendous that all the Republicans turn against him. That's what that would have to happen. That's what Nixon did.
Yeah.
And the reason he resigned is because the Republicans came to him and said, we're going to vote to remove you. You should leave with dignity and need to get a pardon. And that's what he did. But I don't think we're in Nixon land or anywhere close to it with President Trump at this point in time. Mm.
Let's talk about your new book. By the way, at the conclusion of the interview, we'll have the link to Amazon, The Case Against Impeaching President Trump by Alan Dershowitz, who is our guest. I was deeply saddened. We've got a link to a collection of stories of over 800 physical attacks on people just for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. People chasing Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of a restaurant, and public officials encouraging this kind of harassing behavior. I never thought I would see the day, but it saddened me because people don't listen. They confuse you standing up and trying to make a case based on our Constitution for support of the president, and you're getting some bad looks in places you visit. I just read about Martha's Vineyard.
Well, it's worse than bad luck. Somebody at a dinner said if Dershowitz were here, I'd stab him through the heart Another person came over to somebody on the beach who I was talking to. I said, you shouldn't be talking to that horrible man. A group of people, about 10 or so, have tried to arrange a boycott of me so people won't come hear me speak or talk to me or engage with me. I think they're afraid to read my book or talk to me. Maybe I'll persuade them. Maybe I have some rational arguments. But as I said, I'd be making the same argument if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, but they'd be building a statue to me on Martha's Vineyard praising me if I were making the same arguments for Hillary Clinton. But because I'm making them for a president that they despise, they despise me as well. And that's a kind of a form of McCarthyism. I grew up during
I agree with you completely, totally. Except it's getting physical instead of just...
I defended communists. When I was a college student, I hated communism. I defended the rights of Nazis to march in Skopje. Obviously, I hate Nazism.
And I remember that. I lived in Chicago when that happened.
Yeah, Skokie, Illinois, right. And, you know, I've always been defending the Constitution, and people confuse that, and people who should know better, several professors, two from Harvard, one from MIT, a part of this, don't talk to Dershowitz group, don't engage with him, don't listen to anything he has to say group. You'd think professors would have more open mind and want to hear all the arguments, constitutional arguments, but the American people are speaking. My book's a bestseller. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. And so the average American is reading the book, even though these fancy professors don't want to hear what I have to say.
Can I ask you a question? Does that hurt you? You know, to feel that pain from people that were normally welcome you with open arms, now don't speak with him, and that comment you made about, you know, stab him through the heart. I know you got to have a thick skin when you're famous, but gee whiz.
Yeah, no, you got a thick skin, particularly when you're a defense attorney. In some instances, it gives me permission not to have to talk to people I haven't wanted to talk to for years, but But it hurts my wife, it hurts my family members, because they have friends, and, you know, it makes social life complicated. Oh, we can't come tonight if Dershowitz is going to be there. Oh, we're not going to come and talk to you. That kind of thing. It's so silly. It's so childish. It's so high school. You'd think that adults would grow up. But the thing that's most disturbing to me is these are college professors.
Yeah.
And it's happening on college campuses. And college students want safe spaces. They want trigger warnings. They don't want to hear opposing points of view. They want echo chambers and silos. And these professors are teaching the students that that's good. You don't have to listen to opposing points of view. You don't have to open yourself up to the marketplace of ideas. Mm-hmm. And that has something terrible to say about the future, because these college students are our future leaders.
Yes.
And if our future leaders don't want to hear opposing points of view, we're in trouble as a country.
At times, that I've said this on the air, I said, they remind me of the very fascists they claim to be against.
Well, you know, the extreme, extreme left and the extreme, extreme right are identical. They don't want to hear opposing points of view. They're prepared to use violence. Antifa and the Klan are not particularly different in their goals and in the means they're prepared to use to achieve them. And so, you know, I think we have to begin to move our country back toward the center. I remember when I would have these great debates with William Buckley. He was, you know, a moderate conservative, me a moderate liberal. We'd have these wonderful debates, and then we'd hug each other and go out and have a drink. Today, it's very, very hard, because the left is moving far, far to the left, and some on the right are moving very far to the right. And we have to move our country back to the center where we've always thrived.
We, you know, I grew up in Chicago, a Daily Democrat, and we all had different political opinions, but we didn't get into fistfights and that kind of insanity like we're seeing today. Mr. Dershowitz, we're going to do everything we can to help boost this book Above and Beyond here from the cradle of civil rights in Montgomery, Alabama. We are beyond grateful for the time you took to join us. And thanks to Rich Thomas and Jay Scott and Emily Hayes this morning for allowing me to have that moment. That was a very personally important interview.
A great interview.
And to me, and again, even back then when I talked to him the first time, there's a lot of stuff that we're just not on the same page. But he is such a scholar and a gentleman, and a reminder that what he said there, you know, what we talked about at the end, where you could be on one side or the other, and it wasn't so extreme. Yes, there are people off the deep end on the right, but it's the Democratic Party. And that's what Bobby Bright pointed out to us when he was in for his interview. And he got to Washington, Obama's the new president, and he quickly realized the agenda that they were going to try and enact, and it was going to put him in just about an impossible spot, stuff he couldn't in his heart support, but there's this big game going on, and you're told, you can, because you want to save your seat, you can vote no on this once we've gotten the requisite number. Because I don't blame Trump for that. I think that started with Barack Obama running around here, and then even worse, on foreign soil, talking negatively about America. That did not sit well with a lot of people. He single-handedly awoke the patriotic streak in many people. I said, wait a minute. Not my country, you don't. And that's what launched the Tea Party and gave birth to some, not enough, but some good conservative people who have since made their way into elected office. So
we need to learn how to talk to one another, though, you know, especially those that we don't agree with, because I think there's things that we can learn from both sides if we're willing to listen. We don't have to agree.
No. I have to admit, I've been guilty at times of opening conversations in a somewhat hostile attitude.
No.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
Why are you looking at me when you play that?
It's just a joke.
Okay. Well, sometimes jokes hurt, Greg.
I have friends that are on the other side of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
And, you know, but these are people, if I ever had to go into the trenches and I was fighting for my life, I'd want them right in there with me. We don't argue politics. There are times we have discussions about things that I'll ask them questions. Why do you...
It's called Trump derangement syndrome.
No. It's this. A lot of it has to do with social justice. And I can understand their points.
What's wrong with just justice?
Well, because people come from different perspectives. I will never be able to see through the eyes of someone of another race who was raised in a different environment and a different culture, nor will they ever be able to see through my eyes.
That's true. It's presumed that we feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And that
is why discussion's important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because you can learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Look, I've made this statement 1,000 times on this show, especially when it comes to race. I thought we were making great progress into the 70s. Big part of that was the shared entertainment. I've talked about a number of concerts and events I attended that were about 50-50 in South Florida. And everybody was enjoying the same thing. It seemed like a lot of the fears and apprehensions were starting to slowly dissipate. And I don't know. It depends on what I think. A lot of the hate we see today is being taught to people.
Absolutely.
The victim mindset that this country's against you, the police are against you. But here's the good news. You should go to my page, read the DB Daily Update blog that I posted today, because he collected polling data from Gallup and Rasmussen and a bunch of others. Trump's approval has gone up since Helsinki. Forget the media hysteria. It did not damage him one iota, because most calm people, rational people, are thinking, well, if we can have a non-violent, a non-war relationship with this big superpower, that seems to be a better option to me than, you know, some of the other things that could happen. And now Putin's coming here. And if he doesn't shoot him in the head when he's in the White House, they're going to complain about that, too. They are just crazy and irrational.
Well, they're trying to win.
No, they're not.
They think they are.
That's
but
what I mean.
You know what? They are destroying the Democratic Party.
This is an analogy I've found that's fairly effective. Think back, I'm sorry, to like the wife number two, was it?
Yeah,
the crazy. I'm sure there are moments where you're like, "What are we even talking about?" And it just becomes a game of I'm gonna beat you. I'm gonna win. Mm. Like I'm gonna win the argument. And I don't know what I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna say it. And I think a lot of that goes on in politics. Like we're gonna win the argument, not because the argument's correct necessarily, but because I want the power. Yeah, a lot of that comes up.
Yeah, no, I've talked about her, and I don't even know where she is right now. I honestly don't know if she's dead or alive. I hope she's okay, and that through some miracle she found a way to be happy. But I would be screaming at her, and in a separate portion of my brain, I can't even remember how the argument started and what it is we're screaming about. Right. That is a true fact.
Yeah.
James.
Hey, Greg. I humbly suggest that you send the report, interview to Fox, maybe to Tucker or Hannity, because I think it hits a lot of points that are very relevant and to today. And I think they might be able to use it as a clip, a national clip.
It did occur to me. I was thinking about letting our news partners at the Alabama News Network know that we were going to have them on, but I can do that. I can do that over the weekend and touch base with them. But thank you very much. That's a wonderful compliment.
Yes, sir. I think you were so very intelligent as an interviewer and brought up such relevant things that I think it would be of national importance. So thank you again.
That's a wonderful compliment. I appreciate it, James. And he's not showing it on his face, but Joey is laughing inside at me.
No. You're an incredibly intelligent interviewer. I'm not blowing smoke up your backside. It's just that I know you had that phase where you're kind of a hippie.
You know what? We are really
spoken like a true millennial, isn't he?
Oh, God. Did you see that? Millennial night at the Biscuits ballpark is becoming
that is
national.
So ridiculous.
You and the rest of
those. I think it's
those
great because you know why? The Biscuits haven't backed down.
Yeah, but you and the rest of those beatniks smoking your dope, listening to jazz.
Beatniks were the generation before.
I know.
That was Maynard Krebs.
I know. I'm exactly. Just messing around.
Did you see what happened to my hand?
I did. I saw your Facebook post.
That's terrible. Yeah,
your post. I saw the post.
Oh.
They were underneath the grill?
Yes, and today when I walked out to the yard, and I sprayed the bee jeebers out of that thing.
Oh, yeah. I've had my battles with the wasps.
And I guess I sprayed it enough where the hive just fell off. They rarely attach to metal. It's usually wood to make a connection. And I got to tell you, as scary as that was, getting attacked by a swarm of wasps, to see the architecture of what they create.
Isn't that
they're freaking insects.
Yeah.
But they make these amazing.
Wait, how do I ask this? What time was this?
The attack?
Yeah.
Just before about 7 o'clock.
Last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Glad it didn't happen in the morning.
No, what happened was I came home, I parked the car in the garage, and as I'm walking out the back door to go in, I got stung on my right hand. And I knew it was a sting immediately. I thought, wow, it's been like 50 years since I've been stung by a bug. I was a little kid. And I went and I had to make chicken tenders for the Foofuses.
Yeah.
So I came out to start the grill, and all of a sudden, they came out from underneath that thing, and I came this close just to diving into the pool, even with my cell phone in my pocket, to get away from them.
Yeah.
And they were stinging, ding, 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 up and down my left arm, and I got my right hand a second time. And you worry because one sting I'm not particularly concerned with, but I didn't know what happens if you get stung, a dozen times. So it was
it's a lot of venom.
Lots of spray, Benadryl, vinegar, and more. We got to take a break here at 3:46. In fact, we are way behind this hour. So can you ask Chad if he can call back right after 3, please?
I will.
I'm sorry, we're just backed up here.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810.
Delkin Tomlinson, Making Men Matter.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Happy Friday afternoon. Things are looking really good out on the roadways. I do see a little bit of heavy traffic up around Highway 14 on 65 northbound, so be careful if you're headed up that way. Everything else looking real good on 65 and 85. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, are all clear. Cedric Hall has been selling cars in Montgomery for almost 20 years. Cedric Hall is now at Reinhardt Toyota, selling the number one car in America. That's at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-6775. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-600-6775. That's 1-800-600-6775.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look. Some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
I'm having a hot flash, a tropical hot flash. My personal summer is really a bummer. I'm having a hot flash. Menopause, the musical, the off-Broadway parody hit that will have you cheering at your seat and dancing in the aisles.
Don't let summer pass you by without seeing Menopause, the musical. Visit asf.net and get your tickets today.
I'm having a hot flash.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital City Ace Hardware ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Capital City Ace Hardware on Taylor Road. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital City Ace Hardware and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStarkInsurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. It's
Thomas Weather. We're going to be watching the radar carefully. Things could get rather active, especially in the overnight hours. In fact, by late tonight and the wee hours of the morning, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Our weather app will let you know if there's any warnings for your area. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, with the heat and humidity still around, we could see a redevelopment of some stronger storms again. Stay weather aware, high 94. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation. Widely scattered storms, about a 30% chance. Hey, make sure you download our free weather app today for your phone or tablet. It will give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts for wherever you are. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's
go time. Denzel Washington is back.
They're going to war with me.
So is Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia. So you can go for the drama. Or go for the mama. Mamma Mia. Denzel.
Call 911.
Or Cher. There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. The this weekend, make it a double date. Except the ladies can go into one theater and get themselves some sweet Denzel. And guys, you can go in the other and celebrate you.
See that girl. Watch that scene. Digging the dancing queen.
So when are you going to see Mamma Mia?
Oh, I'm not. Especially because...
I thought you were into that.
I like ABBA, but like...
I like ABBA, too.
But like...
ABBA. In the Midwest, ABBA. It's ABBA.
But Cher?
Ugh.
No. I'm not going to go see it.
That would require a special level of tolerance.
They had to pull some teeth for me to watch the first one. And honestly, like, I like some of the music in it, but I fell asleep.
There's a headline.
I fell asleep to that stupid movie.
There's a headline on Drudge. Rex Reed, he likes to reprint or link to Rex Reed. Says Mamma Mia 2 is sub-mental musical.
I saw that earlier today.
Sub-mental?
Sub-mental.
And also, watching the first Mamma Mia, there's just some weird things in it that made me go, Like, for instance, the whole premise is this girl's going to get married, but she finds her mother's diary, and so it's the summer of love that she's reading from her mom's diary, and it's three different guys.
TMI.
Yeah, no, and at one point she's like reading it going, oh, and then me and Tony or whatever the guy's name is ... and you know the ... was some it was like, well, she had to be conceived in some way. But this girl is, like, reading her mother's...
Really?
Excuse me for putting it a blunt way. She's reading her mother's sex diary and laughing. It's like, no, if I found that of either of my parents, I would burn it. In all due respect. Like, I don't want to read that.
Yeah, it's just not...
I think we're programmed in a way that we never really... acknowledge or contemplate that our parents actually had sex to produce us.
Yeah.
It's probably better that way. We don't know who you are, but who is on the phone?
This is David.
David!
David!
How are you, David?
Hi there.
Our favorite mattress guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Many years ago, when I spent a lot of money in a different form of advertising, the paper took all of us to Las Vegas one time. Mm-hmm. And they took us to a play. They took us to see Mamma Mia. You talk about a bunch of bored men sitting there.
I can imagine.
It was, the biggest waste of the... It was funnier watching some of the men who enjoyed that type of stuff together. dancing in the aisles and everything to it. It was, you know.
I bet that was a hoot.
It was interesting, but, you know, we were all thrilled when it was over. So, if you think the movie's long and boring.
See it in person? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And you can't even go get popcorn or anything in that thing. So.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
We're sorry for your suffering.
That's all right. I survived
captive
it,
audience.
Yeah, I was scarred a little bit for life, but, you know, I'm okay.
We so appreciate the story, and since you're on the line with us and you've been such a great long-term supporter of our show, remind us about your hours through the end of today and then tomorrow.
Oh, 10 to 6 today and tomorrow, and we do have a good sale going on, so, yeah, I wasn't trying to get a free ad, but I appreciate it.
No, I'm giving it to you because you know what? You've been with us since day one.
Yeah, and you're our favorite mattress guy.
That's right. Everybody loves
you. Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Yes, I love my mattress.
That. That's good. And I love your money. So we all have you.
Only you can make a statement like that. And everybody says,
society.
Oh, God, that's wonderful. Thank you, David.
Thank you. See y'all later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's one musical I did not get snookered into seeing.
Me either. And I never wanted to see the movie. It just held no appeal for me.
I took my mother to the Coconut Grove Playhouse, which is a very prestigious playhouse in Miami. And it was a musical, and there was a song in it that was hilarious, but the title of the song was "Don't F Around with Your Mother-in-Law," except they obviously sang it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I ever sat next to my mother while we were watching a song that was dropping F-bombs right and left. That was slightly squeamish.
Yeah, on this note, the big thing that'll come out next year is Game of Thrones. It'll be almost like an 8-hour movie. It's going to be remarkable. But don't watch Game of Thrones if you're catching up on the show with your parents. Just some advice. It will get weird.
I've never watched an episode.
Shame.
It's very good. It's very
shame.
Good, but there's a lot of
shame,
sex and violence.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Joey, for the family tip.
You're welcome.
You, me, Rich Thomas, Emily, Jay, Rick Peters have all had the experience of picking up a car at Montgomery Paint and Body after they've had it and gotten it back looking as good as new, maybe better.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not in mixed company, I came up with a great description of your little mobile.
Well, you know that even though Rosie's in person here, she does listen all the time. So all the things you say when she's not here, she hears.
Play that thing again. Shame, shame.
Just a reminder, you know, at the end of the long, aggravating trail of inconveniences caused by an auto accident...
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, having your car repaired at Montgomery Paint and Body means you're